What would be your definition of love between a man and a woman?
I think the love between a man and a woman is described very accurately by the Apostle Paul in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, in which he says that love is patient, and love never gets angry, and love does not hold grudges, and so forth. I think that in order to have successful married love, we have to work at it. You know, we've got the idea that love is some sort of sensual feeling, or we've got the idea that love is something that sort of hits you. And I've got a feeling that love grows, and I'm sure that when I got married, that I didn't really love my wife in the depths that I'm able to love her now, or that she loved me. We called it love, but there's a great gap between that little puppy love that we started with and what I believe to be a gigantic Rock of Gibraltar love that we have now. But that's taken work.
What's the difference between that love, your love for your wife, and your love for your children or your love for your God? How do they differ?
There are three words in Greek that are translated love. One is eros, which is sexual love or sensuous love. The other is philia love, which is friendship love, the type of love that I would have for a friend. The other is agape love, and that love is God's love. And the New Testament writers had to invent a brand new word. It did not exist in Greek. They invented a new word to describe God's love, which is total love, God's love for us. For example, even when we were sinners and rebellious against God, He loved us anyway, so much so that He gave His Son to die on the cross for us. That's God's love. Now, the moment I receive Christ as my Savior, God gives me the gift of that love. I have an ability to almost supernaturally love, so that the love that I have in my marriage between two Christians is a love that is almost a supernatural love. It is a supernatural love. There's a depth to it. There's a joy to it. There's an excitement, even an ecstasy that I don't think a person outside of God knows about.
Years later, I asked Billy, "Are you as in love as you were the day you married? Or is it a different form of love, or what?"
"It's both. I'm more deeply in love. We know each other better. We love each other more. We communicate with each other even though we don't talk. It's something that's very difficult to explain. And I think that true love comes from God. And I think that a marriage must consist of three people, the man, the woman, and God. And if God has brought you together, then there's going to be someone to turn to. Because every marriage has its difficulties. I don't care if it's Billy Graham's marriage or whose marriage, there's going to be difficulties. We have had our, not arguments, I would say, but we've come close to it. And we've had many of our differences. We still have differences. Not as many as we did for years. It takes time to adjust. But when you travel as much as I do and am away from home, we have to readjust every time we get back."